frustrating, disappointing. We were rubbish today. Decision making, accuracy, kicking, the whole lot. We were way off the mark, and against a team that, you know, they came down and they played a little bit of rugby, but you know, really disappointed. I'm really disappointed, but I'll tell you what, I'm not as disappointed as the players.
In your post-match wash-up, where will you start with that? You've pretty much picked fault with everything.
Well, I'll pretty much stay away from them, to be honest, for the next 24 hours, because there's no point in talking to them at the moment. And then we'll have a look at it, and we'll identify the numerous point-scoring opportunities that we blew through lack of accuracy, whether it be at set-piece, scrum or line-out. Whether it be decision-making and the pivotal roles of the halves, whether it be in taking the lead and getting possession inside their half and then kicking the ball back to them. It was just a day where I don't think we could have been dumber.
The errors set in pretty early in the game. Were nerves a factor today?
No, I don't think so. I mean, these guys have been here before. It was disappointing, really, in all aspects. And you know, we got a draw. If a little bit of luck had gone their way, they could have come away with a win by snatching a late penalty or a charge down or something. But you know, it's a game of missed opportunities. I mean, we should have been 20, 30 points better than them today.
Territory and possession, you pretty much dominated. Had the advantage over them, I think it's fair to say, at the scrum, certainly. Line out held its own, but other than that, it didn't happen, did it?
No, but when we got into prime point scoring positions, you know, it didn't function. The line out didn't function. The scrum functioned pretty well, we got a penalty try, but we let ourselves down. You know, we kicked for the corner a few times when we could have maybe gone for a penalty shot at goal, but we chose we were going to pin them down and put pressure on them, and we backed ourselves to score from set piece, and we let ourselves down. Not only at set piece, but we let ourselves down with decision making in the backs as well.
You talked in the build up to the game about how you'd tried some new moves, particularly off line outs in live contact sessions against Launceston and Redruth. How did they go today?
Yeah, good. Yeah, we achieved what we wanted out of them. We created opportunities, but once again, once those opportunities were created, we didn't take them, whether it be through an error or a lack of communication and not shifting the ball to the right space. We were just way off.
Was there anything you were happy with today?
No, not at all. Not at all. I suppose we got 2 points in the bank. I'll have a look at that. But, you know, I would have liked to come away with 5 today, but we weren't even close. So, I'm not happy at all with anything.
Right at the start of the playoffs as well, it puts a bit of extra pressure on the side now. We've got to go to Bedford on Friday night. Bedford won today at Rotherham, got the bonus point as well, 4 tries. So